It is time now for Talkin' Books, presented by La Vida Dolce in Southern Village. They are still open for takeout and curbside service, though their weekly book club meetings are canceled. Reminder, today is Wine Down Wednesday. That means all bottles of wine are half off until La Vida Dolce closes this evening. You can stay up to date with all of their offers and specials by liking La Vida Dolce on Facebook or following them on Instagram. And as we've said, anything you can do to support small local businesses during this time is very much appreciated. Joined on the phone this week by Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library. Susan, thanks so much for being with us as always, and sorry we can't be together in person this week, but sign of the times. How are you?
I'm doing so much better now that I'm back doing my regular 4:30 show with you and the listeners. And I think, you know, we've been doing this show for like 4 or 5 years now, and I believe this is the first time I've ever done it by phone.
Yeah, right? It's such a new thing. Like, I try to avoid phone interviews and because it's just so much more fun and so much nicer to do it in person. But I guess for the foreseeable future, this is what it's going to be. But we're getting used to it. It's all good.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I'm actually calling you not from the library or from some artsy-fartsy place. I'm calling you from out here at the town's, out near their public works area, because I'm actually deployed in the town's EOC, which stands for Emergency Operations Center. So luckily I have an amazing crew with Megan and everybody else who are running things for the library staff, because I've been out here for like a week and a half now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's going on at the center? What should people know about what's going on behind the scenes?
Well, what they should know is that we have an amazing team of people that work for the town of Chapel Hill. And we're in really good hands in a time of crisis. So how the EOC works is normally it's activated, say, for a hurricane or a snowstorm or like one of those water main breaks that causes a water outage. So it's normally, you know, it's frequently activated in times of crisis, and it's usually for a short period of time. And how it works is they pull in a variety of people from different departments with different skills and abilities, and you're tasked with different things. And it's a model that is used by state government and the federal government and FEMA. So it's kind of fascinating if you're sort of a nerdy, wonky kind of person. And we just execute a variety of things to get the community through a crisis. And we're all led by Kelly Drayton, who is the town's emergency manager. That was formerly Vince Harris, who's now the fire chief. And Kelly stepped into that role, and she's just killing it. And so we do everything from coordinate with local, county and state reps to receive information from town departments, to think about how everything from traffic signals to trash pickup to library story times might work in a time of crisis. It's really, really fascinating. And we have a killer team working on this. They're great.
And Kelly literally just took over as emergency manager. So this is her first one, right? Like, this is the first big thing.
It is trial by fire. Yeah, she just took this role. She'd been in the assistant role under Vince for a while, but she is an impressive leader, and we're all learning a lot from her and with her. So I think the message from the EOC is, hang in there, everybody. This is unprecedented. You know, as the manager, as the town manager said the other day to the team, he said, we're building the airplane while we're flying it. Mm. And just, I think that reinforces, we are figuring this all out. We've never been through this before, but as long as we are, as we do those Chapel Hill things, if we're kind to each other, if we look out to each other, if we heed the guidance of our public safety and our health folks, we will get through this.
Yeah. Speaking with Susan Brown again, heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library as well. And I know the physical building is closed for right now, but what's going on at the library that people can still access?
Well, now you're giving me a chance to brag on my library and my arts team, Aaron. Thanks for setting it up.
I'm good at setting it up.
Lots of things are happening. You are. Lots of things are still happening. So, yes, we did close to the public on Friday the 13th. There was, I think that is the day that will go down as the afternoon melee, as we're calling it. Mm. It was not a melee. People were wonderful. People appreciated the chance to come in and get things. We served a lot of people that day. Unfortunately, there were people that could not get in, and we're sorry about that. But our staff immediately turned to ways that we can still provide services and content. So first of all, staff that can work from home are working from home. But we do have a minimal staff presence in the building. So if you see the lights on and people moving around, there are a very few number of staff that still come in and do things. But what we're doing are things like, I think it's almost daily maybe, we are providing virtual story times. So the familiar faces of Miss Martha and Miss Frances and Miss Karen are still reading books to kids and doing all the fun finger plays and sing-along songs. And those are, I think, at 10:30 most mornings.
Awesome.
One really cool thing is we are fast-tracking the launch of our Trax Music project. Mm. Basically, we were going to launch that in kind of May or June. And that was a grant-funded project. And we had built in some funds to do like a festival and some concerts. Well, those aren't going to happen. This is really cool. I'm so proud of my staff. We had the funds to license 50 albums. They said, why don't we take the money that we were going to use for those concerts and license like 25 more albums.
Oh, awesome.
Which means, yeah, we'll be able to provide, I mean, it's small stipends, but some small stipends to 25 more artists in the area. And then if we can get all of the licensing worked out, we hope to get that launched soon so that people that are stuck at home can have some fresh content. Our staff are also doing things like creating new book lists for our catalog with recommended reads. They're doing video book talks and book recommendations. They're also standing up a special season of our podcast, Recollecting Chapel Hill, which is just about finished. And they're doing a special season, and you can find out more about this on our webpage or social media. But they've established a phone line where people can call in, and they're basically capturing stories of life in Chapel Hill under COVID-19. So they're, you know, the podcast is really about the history of Chapel Hill, but they realize that this is a moment for future generations that we can capture what's happening, what will be history to them. So if you have a story to tell, a moment to share, a song to sing, a poem to read, connect with the library on social or the webpage, and you can find out how to do that. It's really, really cool.
Awesome. And again, ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website. So go there and get more information about that and all of the other things that they're still offering, even now that the building is closed. Speaking with Susan Brown, we're talking books. So let's talk books. We've got a lot of us have a lot of time to kill so we can catch up on our reading. And I mean, we've been talking about all of this heavy stuff, and I know I've been doing it 4 hours a day, so I think we all could use some light fun reading, right?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Aaron Keck.
I'm good at setting up. That's what I do.
Exactly. Well, and also, I've been talking about me and my peeps. How is the WCHL family faring?
Everybody so far is doing good. We're powering through. There's a few people who are working from home. A lot of us are still braving it and coming into the station. News media is essential officially now. We've gotten all of the stay at home
right.
orders that say nope, news media is essential, which is a nice feeling. So we're here. We're doing good, and we are 100% in it for the duration. So we're happy
there
to be here right now.
Well, it's good to have partners like y'all and friends like y'all out there doing that.
Thank you.
Okay.
So.
Should we talk books now?
We can talk books now, yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, awesome. Go for it.
So, fun, happy books. Books
yes.
that will make you think of something other than quarantines and epidemics. So, the first one The first one that I want to recommend, and it's okay if you're just binge watching Netflix and Hulu for the first week or two.
Yep.
But there will come a time when we're tired of doing that.
Yes.
So the first book that I want to recommend is one of, I just love this book. It is called The Book of Delights. It's a collection of essays by an author named Ross Gay. And I first heard about it on this American Life. So these, many of these started out as like audio essays, but basically it's a book of essays about what you might call small moments. And these are just things the author really dwells on the concept of delight. And they are essays on things that he has found delightful in his life over the years. So there's one actually about the delight that he found in pulling weeds in his garden. There's one that's about the delight. One of my favorite ones is he wrote about working in a coffee shop, and he was writing, and he had his earbuds in, and he had his, you know, face in his laptop, and he's totally concentrating. And he looks up, and there's this young girl standing there, and she's got her hand up, and he kind of pulls his earbuds out, and he says, you know, can I help you? And she says, you're working on your paper and you're doing great. High five.
Huh.
And she just wants to give him a high five. And then she just kept on walking.
Oh, that's awesome.
And of course we would be like giving elbows now or something.
Right, right.
But it's,
yeah,
this wonderful book about finding joy unexpectedly in small moments of contact and connection. And I just couldn't recommend it more right now. And the title of it again is The Book of Delights. They're essays by Ross Gay.
I love that. And that's going to get us ready, too, because when this is over in however many months or however long it ends up taking, like, we are going to be taking delight in such tiny little things that we took for granted, like giving a high five to someone. Like, you don't do that right now, but in X number of months, we're going to be doing it all the time, and it's going to be fantastic.
We will give all the hugs, Eric.
All the hugs
yes, will be given.
Yes. Not today, but soon and for the rest of our lives. So I'm gonna go to, I was thinking back, like, I don't think I've ever recommended, I've recommended graphic novels, but I don't think I've ever recommended comic books. And I think now more than ever, as parents are connecting with their kids and introducing them to new things, and if like there's more homeschooling happening and we're trying to introduce kids to great opportunities to learn and great books and great works of literature. So I want to recommend two comic books, and I want to recommend that this is now the time to introduce a new generation to the two greatest comic strips of all time, which are Calvin and Hobbes and The Far Side. Both of which are readily available online. You can go and you can get archives and examples and everything. And if you've got the books lying around, you can pick those up too. But those are both incredibly funny, laugh out loud, brilliant, smart, insightful, and you can kill a couple of hours without even noticing it, just going through all of this great material from Bill Watterson and Gary Larson. So those are the two that I would recommend. It's a great afternoon.
I love it. And I think that young Calvin is a great kind of meta example of, like, that's how to teach your kids how to get through boredom. Read Calvin and Hobbes,
yep,
and then just be more like Calvin.
Yes. Yeah. Not yeah, all the way. Maybe not 100%.
Well,
but
maybe
like 50
put
to
Crisco
75%.
In your hair.
Yes.
That's one of my all-time favorite ones, is when he puts Crisco in his hair for the school pictures, but thinking about how he could pass a sunny day with his imaginary friend and, you know, Spaceman Spiff and all of that.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I love that.
So that's what I've got. Do you have any others?
I've got one more that
go
I want to share. I was going to choose a different one, but when you said graphic novels and comic books, I will say that the library closed down on the 13th. And, you know, I have a key. I know people. I could get in if I needed to get some books.
Right.
But last Tuesday, so new books always come out on Tuesday, and even though we were in the midst of a shutdown and all of this was happening, I had to make a trip to our dear friends at Slightly's, use their curbside service. Jamie and the crew were awesome because one of my kids' favorite authors has a new book out. And this is Jean Yang, who has written many, many graphic novels. He wrote Boxers and Saints and Secret Coders, and he's just a wonderful author. His new book is called Dragon Hoops. And it's a graphic novel that tells the story of a high school basketball's postseason hopes in Oakland, California, when he, the author, was a teacher there. And so it scratches that kind of basketball postseason itch. It's a graphic novel. He's a diverse author, and it's so good. And my kids, like, when I came home with that book, they were just like, best mom ever! I would have been the best mom had I bought two copies of
it, so they
could each have a copy. I didn't do that. But Dragon
Top
Hoops
10
by Gene
mom
Yang.
Ever.
Dragon Hoops by Gene Yang is fabulous, and you can't get it from the library right now, but the good folks at Flyleaf and any other indie bookstore will have it and can get it to you if you want it.
Awesome. And again, check out more information at chapelhillpubliclibrary.org. Still a lot going on at and through and with the library, and you can take advantage of all of it. Susan Brown, thank you so much for being with us today.
Great to be with you again, Aaron. I hope to be with you next week, too.